Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and grandmothers who are here today. Just before I begin the message I felt the Lord give me, I just wanted to share a little experience that I had just a couple of days ago. Just very simple, but I just feel the Lord wants me to share it. I was driving down our hill, and before I got to the bottom, to the main road, I sang to the Lord, "You're the Lamb of God, the Holy One." And then I looked up into the sky, and in the cloud formation, there was a sheep. It was so clear, a sheep. I just sang, "Lord, you're the Lamb of God, the Holy One." And I started to laugh and to rejoice. I said, "Lord, you're just amazing. You're just so wonderful. I love you. I praise you." And just the thought that He knows, before we even say anything, He knows the words that are in our mouth. He loves us, each one of us, so much. And we are all so precious to Him. He knows our very thoughts. And I just sang about Him being a lamb and looked up and there's the sheep in the sky. It was so clear in that cloud formation. It was all by itself. And then as I drove down the main road, I kept looking up and the sheep was following me all the way down. And then after a while, it began to break up. The cloud formation began to break up. Praise the Lord. So I share that for whatever purpose the Lord wanted me to share it with you. Now, as I was praying about this message, the Lord spoke to me very clearly. Safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 31, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. And we know we are living in very uncertain times. Now, food prices are rising. There's food shortages, empty shelves in stores. Cost of living is getting higher. Gas for the car is getting higher. We hear of wars and rumors of wars. Things are being promoted in our society. Standards have been dropping. Wickedness is acceptable, evil. Things which are against the word of God. And as mothers and grandmothers, we have concerns about our children and our grandchildren growing up. What's the world going to be like for them as they get older? But we know the Lord loves them and is far more concerned about them than we can ever be. Proverbs 3, verse 25 and 26. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be your confidence and shall keep your foot from being taken. Now, we were missionaries in the Philippines for 5 years, and our son was born in the Philippines. And as a very small baby, he got very, very sick. I think it was kind of like an amoeba infection. And the doctor gave us the wrong medicine. And every time I gave it to him, this little baby, he would be very distressed and he would cry loudly every time. And one night he was very low and I wondered if he was going to survive. And so I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, are you going to take him?" And then I got into bed. And as I was getting into bed, the Lord gave me the scripture from Psalm 4 and verse 8. "I will lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makes me to dwell in safety." Oh, what a relief that was to my heart. Straight away, the Lord spoke that to me. And I knew the baby would survive, and he did. And he's a father of children, his own children today. Praise the Lord, that really gave me peace. And later on, I was able to meet up with another doctor who gave me the right medicine, and he said that the first medicine could have been toxic to a baby. It was only meant for adults. So safety is of the Lord. The Lord preserved my baby, and he gave me peace. So not only did I dwell in safety, but my baby dwelt in safety too. Well, as he got a little bit older, as a family, we went with our two children to another island. Now, there's many islands in the Philippines. And we stayed in a house of a married couple. And the first night there, my son woke up crying in the middle of the night. So I carried him downstairs and I went into the kitchen to open the fridge to get him some milk. Well, I didn't have a flashlight, so I was feeling around the walls. I had a fair idea where the light switch was, and I was feeling around the walls, and I found the switch and turned it on. I got a terrible shock. There was this massive spider, just about an inch or two away from where my hand had been. It was all gingery brown and all hairy, had big fat legs, and it was just looking at me. I just about dropped the baby in fright. But praise the Lord, I didn't. The next morning, I spoke to the owners of the house, and I tried to act cool, calm, and collected, but I was churning inside. And I said, there's a very large spider down in the kitchen last night. Oh, yes, they said. It lives underneath the kitchen sink, and it eats the big cockroaches. I said, oh, boy, I'm not going to go down there tomorrow night. So the cockroaches are huge in the Philippines too, so it was a huge spider to eat the huge cockroaches. He was a family pet. So the next night I made sure that I had everything I needed in my room and I didn't have to go down, and because I couldn't carry a flashlight and the baby and then open the fridge door and everything. So the Lord was good. You know, he protected me. I mean, if I had have touched it, and if it started climbing, I had the baby this side, if I had touched it and the spider had started climbing up my arm, I probably would have screened the place down and dropped the baby as well. But thank God he kept me safe, even from something like that. God cares about the little things in our lives as well as the big things. Now, before marriage, my husband David was in the Papua New Guinea as a missionary with a team of young people called Youth with a Mission, or YWAM for short. He got very sick with malaria, which went to his brain. Cerebral malaria, very, very dangerous. He went unconscious, and his blood count went right down very low. And the Australian doctors who were there, they said they had only seen one case worse than him, and that person died. Well, he began to deteriorate, and his bodily functions started closing down, and they said there's no way he can live. They said call his parents in New Zealand and tell them that he's critically ill. If they want to see him, they need to come quickly. But the team he was with, they set up a prayer chain, and day and night for several days, they prayed for him. Each person took 1 hour to pray, and the Lord began to speak. And they say, even through the night, they pray. Somebody would pray an hour, then they knock on somebody else's door, and then they would pray for an hour, then they would knock on somebody else's door, and they would pray for an hour. So it would go day and night for several days. And the Lord began to speak. And one person got John chapter 11 and verse 4, the words of Jesus. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Somebody else got Psalms 118 and verse 17. I shall not die but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Another person got, the walls of Jericho came down on the seventh day. Well, the team kept praying. And sure enough, on the seventh day, David sat up, totally healed, eating breakfast. And the doctors just could not believe it. Hallelujah. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. It wasn't his time to die, and it still isn't, because he's sitting right here on the platform. So the Lord is so good. He's so, so good. And the Lord kept him safe. Against all odds, God kept him safe. They gave him lots of brain tests because they said no way he could be normal. And so they tested his brain, and that was another miracle, that his brain was normal, and he is normal, and he continues to declare the wonderful works of God even now. Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. And that was a wonderful deliverance that the Lord gave. Now, some keys to safety. I could share many, many more experiences, but that's what I felt to share this morning. But the keys to safety, number one, of course, is the mighty, powerful word of God. Psalm 119 and verse 117. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. The statutes, of course, is the word of God. And if we are going to have faith in the Lord for safety, for anything else, it is so important for each of us to be daily reading and meditating on the word of God. Many Christians hardly read their Bibles, or sometimes spasmodically, or very little. Therefore, when trouble comes or things go wrong, they're very afraid, and they don't know what to do. And as busy mothers, it's difficult sometimes to have the time with the Lord and his word. But there are audible recordings of the Bible being read that are freely available. However, it is best to ask the Lord to help us to try to make the time to read God's word ourselves. I think of Susanna Wesley, the mother of John Wesley. She had 11 children, she had 19 children, and 11 of them died. And so she couldn't get off, they're all different ages, of course. She couldn't go away and pray and read a Bible in her room, so she would put her apron over her head. And all the children knew that when Mama had that apron over her head, they had to be quiet and play quietly and not disturb her. And she would have a wonderful time reading the Word of God and talking to the Lord and praying under her apron. And we know John Wesley was the fruit of that. He became a mighty preacher, mighty evangelist, and saw many, many souls won to the Lord. Hosea 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. One of the main ways the Lord speaks to us and guides us is through his precious word. And I'm so grateful for the way the Lord has spoken to me and guided me through his wonderful word, and how he's kept our families safe in so many potential dangerous situations on the mission field. Because after the Philippines, we lived in India for 13 years. And of course, we've traveled to many other nations as well. Many potential dangerous situations. But the Lord, as we've trusted his wonderful word, as he's promised us safety, he's kept us safe. Hallelujah. And I heard a wonderful testimony just recently. We were listening to somebody preaching, and they were sharing a testimony of a Christian bus driver. And he was kneeling down one day beside the bus doing some maintenance on one of the wheels. And two young men approached him. They pulled out a gun and they shot him in the chest. And off they ran. But he didn't die, because he had a Bible in his pocket. Both the bullets went into the Bible. It was Old and New Testament. So the word of God delivered him. And he's still alive today for the glory of God. So, I mean, even that was amazing, the power of God's word. And he thought that those two guys were probably a gang initiation. But that was very interesting that the word of God saved him. And even at times, you know, when we're in distress and when we have problems, when we don't know what to do, we can say, Lord, help me. And God can bring a scripture to our minds, which is just the right word at the right time and gives us complete peace. And we can trust that he will fulfill that word, because he's faithful and he always does. Another key for safety is obeying the word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience brings blessing. Obeying the word of God and the ways of God, we can be sure that nothing can happen to us except the Lord allows it. And if he does allow it, he will be there to help us. Another key too for safety is attending and belonging to a local church. And in Acts 27, we read the story of Apostle Paul. He was a prisoner and with many other prisoners were on a ship going to Rome. And they got into a very dangerous storm. But the Lord spoke to Paul that they would all be saved. But the condition was that all the sailors had to stay in the ship. And so the sailors were trying to secretly flee and just leave the rest of the people to the huge waves. So Paul told the Roman centurion what God had said, that if these sailors fled, all of the rest of the people would die and perish. So the soldiers stopped the sailors from fleeing, and they stayed in the ship. And their obedience resulted in everyone being saved. And so it is with the faithful, faithfully attending the local church. We are told in Hebrews 10 and verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another. I am so grateful for my mother. She was a solo mum. I didn't have a dad. He left us when I was very young. And my mum always took my sister and myself to church. Every time the doors were open, there was a meeting. My mum would take us. She couldn't afford a car, so we had to walk. It was about a 20 to 30 minute walk there and back. And we had to walk in the pouring rain, in the freezing cold winters. We didn't have snow, but it got very cold. In the hot, sunny sun, summers, whatever the weather was, we were at church, unless one of us was sick. And as a single mum, my mum knew the importance of being in the house of God with other Christians. She was strengthened and encouraged by other Christians, and she came to love the Word of God. And she began serving the Lord, teaching Bible in schools, in public schools, which was allowed at that stage. It was through that church that I got saved when I was about 11 or 12, and baptized in water and also baptized in the Holy Spirit. And while I was there, God called me to the nations. My sister was also saved there. And we the three of us, mum and my sister and myself, we loved being in the house of God. It was a place of safety. It was a place of friendship. It was a place of acceptance, especially growing up without a father. At age 15, I knelt down by my bed and I put my right hand up to the Lord. And I said, Lord, here's my hand. I don't have a father to take care of me, to guide me through life. But Lord, you hold my hand. You take me through life. You choose what I do, where I work. You choose who I marry. You choose everything. I just give my whole self to you. Hallelujah. Now, many years later, I look back on my life and I marvel what the Lord has done, how faithfully he's led and guided, and many travels and sometimes difficult situations, sometimes potentially dangerous situations. The Lord has helped me to prove that safety is of the Lord. And with our children, we had to send our children away to boarding school while we were in India, and that was very difficult, but God kept them safe and brought them back safely. They would come home every Christmas for about 6 weeks and stay with us in India, and then they'd have to go back again, and that was always difficult to say goodbye, but the Lord gave grace. And, you know, sometimes we do go through difficult situations, sometimes very difficult situations, and we can't understand, but we can be sure that nothing can happen to us except God allows it. And if he does allow it, he promises to be with us in the trial, in the difficulties, when we don't know what to do, maybe have problems with our children, with our grandchildren. He promises to be with us. Hebrews 13, verse 5, a well-known scripture. He has said, I will never, and the emphasis, never, no, never leave you, nor forsake you. Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And in Deuteronomy 33 and verse 12, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him or her all the day long, and he or she shall dwell between his shoulders. Safety is of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I trust that some of those things might be an encouragement. We can worry about our children, we can worry about our grandchildren, but we know that the Lord loves them far more than we do. And even ourselves, our own lives, as we wholly commit ourselves to him, oh, the joy of knowing Jesus. It's the greatest joy of my life. There's many other joys, but nothing compares to knowing him. And to know that we are dwelling between his shoulders in a place of safety, and that nothing can happen to us except God allows it. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are so wonderful. I thank you, I praise you, I give you all the glory that you have kept us safe in so many difficult situations. Lord, it's such a joy and an honor to serve you, to know you, to love you. Thank you for your mighty, powerful word, which speaks to us. It's a living book, and it speaks to us, and for all the guidance that you've given through it. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. And I pray for the dear mothers and grandmothers here today. Lord, you know the burdens which they carry. Lord, all of us have got burdens. Lord, I pray that you would just comfort them at this time, that they would know that you love them. You love their families. You love their grandchildren. Lord, and you are able to take care of everyone. And Lord, that safety is of you. Lord, comfort your precious people, I pray. Minister as only you can. And Lord, I just thank you and pray you'll richly bless each one here, especially the mothers and the grandmothers. And I ask it in your wonderful name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.